You are listening to Real World News.
New mission of solidarity with Paraguay after a coup. Several Paraguayan social organizations inaugurated on Wednesday a human rights and international solidarity mission in Asunción, Paraguay, that will aim to learn about the Caraguati massacre occurred on June 15th when 17 people died in police repression against the peasants. The participants of the mission will meet with families of the victims. The human rights mission was called by the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, or CLOC, Via Campesina, FIAN International, the Human Rights Group on Research and Sustainability of UNESCO's chair at the Universidad Politécnica de Cataluña, and the Global Campaign for an Agrarian Reform. The participants of the mission that will end on September the 12th are members of these groups from Ecuador, Nicaragua, Spain, Chile, Uruguay. Real World Radio, as one of the participants, will do special coverage of the mission. As defined by CLOC, the aim of the mission is to assess the human rights situation of peasant communities in the country and to write a report that will be submitted to the United Nations, the Organization of American States, and the Union of South American Nations. However, the mission will focus on Canindeyu Department, in the Ibirapita community and in the Marina Queplot opposite, as it is called by the peasants that demand the lands they had occupied. The land is in the hands of the company Campos Moraví, owned by former senator of the Colorado Party and businessman Blas Riquelme, who died on Sunday. They are nearly 35 kilometers from Curuguati. The Paraguayan police killed 11 peasants in an operative on June the 15th, where 6 police officers also died. The participants of the Human Rights and International Solidarity Mission will arrive in the area on Thursday. There are 2,000 hectares of disputed land that belong to the state, according to several Paraguayan organizations, and which were reclaimed by Riquelme as his lands. Over 50 peasant families are demanding these lands to live and work. After the eviction that took place on June the 15th, even though the police had a search warrant, nearly 12 peasants were imprisoned, 3 of them were released, and there is an arrest warrant against other 46 who are fugitive. On Wednesday, several Paraguayan social organizations met with the participants of the mission at the headquarters of the National Coordination of Rural and Indigenous Women Organizations, or CONAMURI, to officially kick off the mission. Members of BASE and Via Campesina groups in Paraguay, Supervivencia Friends of the Earth Paraguay, and the Peace and Justice Service also participated in the meeting. There were several presentations by Paraguayan activists to give the foreign members of the mission as much information on the national context as possible. Several Paraguayan groups began a new campaign that consists in 3 demands: the compensation to families of the victims, the release of the jail peasants, and the delivery of 2,000 hectares of land of Marina Cuit to the families. The mission that started on Wednesday is the third one since the June 15th massacre, which led to the impeachment and ousting of democratically elected President Fernando Lugo and its replacement by Federico Franco. According to CONAMURI, the peasants that demand the lands of Marina Cuy claim that on the day of the repression they were assaulted by nearly 400 police officers. The rural workers also explained that they were shot from helicopters. One version says the police officers were shouting at their colleagues not to shoot because they were shooting indiscriminately at the peasants. Other accounts of the incident say that the peasants had nothing to do with the left-wing guerrilla Paraguay People's Army, as it was said. These official statements also said there were people infiltrated with the peasants and claimed that the rural workers do not carry weapons. One of the things highlighted by the Paraguayan social organizations on Wednesday is a role played by the national media associated with the right wing. The government and the right wing media claim that the peasants have recently become more radical in their struggles and they are now using firearms, so it is necessary to repress them with more violence. The Paraguayan social movements and networks reject these versions and reclaim the peaceful struggle of the peasant and indigenous communities in demand for land. Land ownership seems to be a key issue that is at the core of the country's social inequalities. According to La Via Campesina Paraguay, 85% of the land is controlled by only 2% of the landowners.
You are listening to Real World News.